Thank you for joining this series of lectures. Today's lecture is the first in this series, and it begins with a discussion. I will begin with a discussion of Tu B'Shvat, Chamisha Osor B'Shvat, which this year falls on this coming Shabbos. I hope to continue this series until the last of the ten, which will be in honor of the holiday of Shavuos. And the reason I'm doing that is because I think that there's a natural sequence, almost a progression, from the holiday we are about to celebrate, a minor holiday, but an important one, Chamisha Osor B'Shvat, and then we go on to the holidays of month of Adar, to the four Parshios, to the month of Nisan, to Pesach, to Lag BaOmer, etc., on up to Shavuos. So we're beginning a sequence of special days, and let's talk about one of them, the new year for the trees. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, the Rosh Hashanah, the new year of the trees, which falls on the 15th of Shvat, this coming Shabbos. A new year for the trees, of course, is important for those who deal with agriculture, for farmers. I, like so many listeners, am a city boy. I was born and brought up in Brooklyn. I live in Manhattan now. I'm a city boy. I've visited a farm maybe three or four times in my entire life. And frankly, I know very little about plants and how they grow, trees and how they grow. And I often wonder, of what import is a new year for the trees to those of us who are city dwellers, to those who, like most Jews today, live in an urban, or at best suburban, environment, but certainly don't live on a farm, never ever saw an orchard, and here we have a new year for the trees. I understand it's important for the farmers. I understand it has great halachic significance. It's the cut-off point for the tithing of fruits which trees bear. It has various aspects which are very important in the halachot of mitzvot hatluyot ba'aretz, of those mitzvos that have to do with farming. But I'm a city boy. I'm a Brooklyn boy. What does Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot, the new year for the trees, mean to me? That's what I'd like to reflect on with you today. Now, one can say that it does have some relevance. After all, it is a Rosh Hashanah. It is a new year. And whereas it is no way in the same league as Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year, beginning in Tishrei, where we're in shul, we hear shofar, etc., but it's still a new year. And because it's a new year, the custom is not to fast on Chamisha Osor B'Shvat, not to, for even a chosan, someone marries, gets married on Tu B'Shvat. And we know that a chosan, a bridegroom, and a kala fast on the day of their chuppah, and even fast during the month of Nisan. However, they do not fast if their wedding day is Chamisha Osor B'Shvat. We do not recite Tachnun, the special petitionary prayers that we say every day. We do not say them on Chamisha Osor B'Shvat, and this year that it falls on Shabbos, we do not say the three Pesukim at Mincha, Tzidkoscha, Vitzidkoscha, Tzidkoscha. So there are, it is in some ways relevant for the Brooklyn boy. I won't fast on the 15th day of Shvat. I won't say Tachnun. But these two are minor points. I rarely fast, except for, obviously, the calendar fast days. Otherwise, I don't fast. Tachnun, all right, we don't say Tachnun on Rosh Chodesh in certain synagogues. They don't say Tachnun on the yard site of a great Rebbe or a great Tzaddik. What's the import of Chamisha Osor B'Shvat that makes it special? We know, of course, that there are many customs attached to Chamisha Osor B'Shvat. And these customs already begin to make it special even for this city boy. The custom is to eat many fruits, to have extra fruits on that day. In fact, to have fruits of Eretz Yisroel. That makes it special, but again, many of us who are careful about nutrition and, thank God, live in an affluent society where we can afford to buy any time of year a wide variety of fruits. I try to eat fruits every day. And fruits from Israel, we all patronize Israel. We all want to support Israel. And when we see in a supermarket, in a grocery store, fruits from Israel, we tend to buy them all year long. Again, what makes Chamisha Osor B'Shvat so very special? There is a custom to get together with other people, to eat the fruits around the table, to recite the blessings. Indeed, there's even a custom to stay up late the night before Chamisha Osor B'Shvat and study Torah. All right? It's getting special already. Combined with the custom of fruits is another custom, and that is on Tu B'Shvat to pray for a beautiful esrog. An esrog is a fruit. It's a fruit with which we do a mitzvah. And Tu B'Shvat, it's natural to begin to pray for the fruit that we hope to have 7 months, 8 months down the road, the fruit of the esrog tree. So it's beginning to become a bit more special. But let's go even deeper. Because the theme of these lectures that I hope to present to you in this series is going to be that the special days that we will study about together, beginning with Chamisha Osor B'Shvat and then going on to the month of Adar, Parshas Zohar, and Purim, etc., all have various laws, various halachos, all have various customs, minhogim. Here, too, we have the agricultural laws of Chamisha Osor B'Shvat. We have the laws regarding fasting and tachnun. We have the customs of eating fruits, etc. But all of these special days also have a psychological component, an emotional component. All these days are supposed to get into our kishkes, are supposed to get into our innards, and affect our inner experience in some way. We should feel something different on each of these special days. What can we feel differently about on the 15th day of Shvat? Yes, we're sitting around a table with others. We may even be having what some have, a seder, a special seder of Chamisha Osor B'Shvat, where we eat many different fruits, fruits which are the produce of the land of Israel, and which require different brachos. What's the feeling supposed to be like? For this, I want to share with you something from the world of Hasidus, from one of the most fascinating leaders of the Hasidic movement, a man who was called the Ohev Yisrael, the great lover of the Jewish people. His full name was Avraham Yehoshua Heschel of Apt, the Apter Rov, and he wrote a sefer, which we have today, called Ohev Yisrael, the Lover of Israel. And there are numerous stories about him and about how he displayed this deep love he had for his fellow Jew. And on this week's Parsha, on Parshas B'Shalach, in the sefer called Ohev Yisroel, he has an essay, a mystical essay, a Kabbalistic essay, about Chamisha Osor B'Shvat. Now, I am not a Kabbalist, I am not a mystic, and there is much in what he writes that I simply can't understand. I won't even try to share with you. But there is a theme which is very clear in this essay, and that theme is fascinating. He writes that Chamisha Osor B'Shvat is the last day of a cycle of the year which began back this past summer. And that is the cycle which he calls the Tigbores Hadinim, the cycle of the year which had in it a harshness, which had in it the God's quality of justice, God's quality of what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, the strict aspect of God, the demanding aspect of God. Began, of course, with the horrible fast days of Tammuz and Av, the destruction of the temple, etc. It continued with the days of Elul and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, times of introspection, when people feel guilty, when people are afraid of the Yom HaDin, when people try to repent. There's a certain sadness and heaviness to those days. And yes, we had, through those days, Sukkos, joyous days, and Hanukkah, a joyous day too. But Sukkos also has a certain aspect of din. Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, there's an aspect of judgment to them. And even Hanukkah has a certain aspect of judgment. The theme of Hanukkah is war, warfare. Even when we're victorious in war, they're suffering in war. But from a Kabbalistic point of view, there is this cycle of 6 months or so, which he calls the cycle of Tigbores Hadinim, the rise of din, of justice, of harshness. And that cycle ends on Chamisha Osor Bishvat. And what begins on Chamisha Osor Bishvat, what begins this Shabbos, is the new cycle, the cycle of Rachamim, the cycle of God's mercy, the cycle of love, not justice, compassion, not strictness, not law, but mercy and optimism and harmony. Midas horachamim maschilo umeira. The quality of God's mercy begins with this new cycle on Chamisha Osor Bishvat, and it begins to illuminate our lives. Now, the symbol, one symbol of din, of harshness, of strictness, is smol, the left hand. And the symbol of rachamim, of compassion, is the right hand. So all these past few months, it has been the left hand of God that we've been experiencing. Now, there's a switch, there's a transition, there's a transformation. We're going into a new channel. And that's the channel of the right hand of God. And how appropriate it is that on this Shabbos, which is Parshas Beshalach, as well as Chamisha Osor Bishvat, we read that pasuk which we recite every day from the Shiras Hayom. Yemincha Hashem ne'edori bakoach, God, your right hand is beautiful in its might. Yemincha Hashem tiratz oyev, God, your right hand will smash the enemy. And Rashi wonders, why do we refer to two right hands? Yemincha Hashem nedori bakoach, Yemincha Hashem tiratz oyev. After all, it should say, God, with your left hand you do this, with your right hand you do that. Not, God, with your right hand you do this, and with your right hand you do that. And Rashi answers, Kishi Yisrael osim ritzono shel mokom. When the Jewish people live in harmony with God's will, hasamol naaseis yamin, the left hand becomes the right hand. God's kavayochol, as if to say, I mean, God has no hand, but in a certain symbolic way, God's left hand, which is his hand of justice, becomes another right hand, a hand of mercy and compassion. So on Chamisha Osor Bishvat, besides whatever is going on in the orchard, which is strange and alien to this Brooklyn boy, to a city boy, nevertheless, there's something happening cosmically. There's something happening in God's relationship to the world and in our relationship to God. We're switching into a different channel. We're leaving the realm of din. We're leaving the realm of law. We're leaving the realm of harsh accountability. And we're entering the realm of rachamim. Of course, Purim is coming. Pesach is coming. Shavuos is coming. It's the days of great rachamim, of great ahava, of great love. How do we plug into that love? Well, we plug into it with Shir Voshevach, with song. And Chamisha Osor Ba'av is a time for song, a time to praise God for his wonderful, wonderful fruits. And every time we make a bracha, Borei Pri Ha'etz, or Borei Pri Ha'adama, or the beautiful bracha which we will soon be able to make, the bracha we make when we see a blossoming fruit tree, beautiful, beautiful brachos, we plug into this new fountain, this new channel, which is beginning on Chamisha Osor B'Shvat, of God's bounty, of God's compassion, of God's rachamim. When we eat these fruits and just taste the delicious, luscious, thirst-quenching flavor of a fruit, and we pay attention to that, not just because we're hungry, but because we see it as a God-given gift, that too helps us plug in to this new channel which is opening up this Shabbos, the channel opened up by Chamisha Osor B'Shvat. When we emphasize the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, we plug into all that it means, all that Eretz Yisrael means and has meant to the Jewish people, all that it means today, and the fact that it has a strong agricultural industry, and that stores across the world market the produce of Eretz Yisrael. What a wonderful sign of God's rachamim this is. There's a passage in a Hasidic Sefer called Ole Yaakov from the great Shatan Rebbe who lived in Tel Aviv, died some 40, 50 years ago. And he points out the connection between the human being and the tree. The Torah itself says, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sodeh, in certain respects, man is compared to a tree. And the Shatan Rebbe writes, Ki ha'adam eitz, after all, human being is compared to a tree. U'kishem sheho'etz nivro la'asos peros, just as the tree is created to bear fruit, Kein ha'adam nivro la'asos peros. So too, the human being is created to produce fruit. What are the fruits that the human being should create? Ma'asim tovim, good deeds. Those are our peros. In a certain sense, Torah study is compared to a fruit. Beautiful, beautiful verse in the Song of Songs and Shir HaShirim. Bitzilo chimadati v'yoshavti. In the shade of the tree, I, with great passion, dwelled under its shade. Upiryo mosok lechiki. And the fruit of the tree is sweet to my palate. This is the essence of Chamisha Osor B'Shvat. To experience oneself as being like a tree, as being rooted, as growing, as developing, as blossoming, and as giving fruit. And to experience oneself with the tree, in the shadow of the tree. Getting from the tree all that the tree has to offer. The shade, the protection of God, as well as the fruits of God. God's Torah, God's teachings, God's wisdom. So the inner experience of Chamisha Osor B'Shvat is one of standing at the beginning of a new channel, a new cycle, a new sequence, a new relationship between God and man. A relationship which is less compressed, less tight, less in current jargon, less heavy, and now freer, more full of compassion and love and growth and cultivation. I want to close by sharing with you a poem which came to my attention very recently. And it's a poem by a Jewish poet, contemporary poet, named Dasya Ben-Dor. In other words, her surname is Ben-Dor. And Dasya Ben-Dor has a beautiful poem in which she imagines herself talking to a tree. and it is so appropriate for Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. I will share with you parts of the poem in its original Hebrew and translate into my inadequate English translation. She begins by writing, Pam sho'alti eitz. I once asked a tree, eitz, eich ze lihiyos eitz. What is it like to be a tree? The tree responds, what do you mean? What are you asking? Are you serious? And I, the author says, said to the tree, no, I said, I'm very serious. Doesn't it bother you that as a tree, you're stuck in one place? You're takua, you're stuck? And the tree answers, I'm not stuck. I'm planted. I am rooted. Ani eineni takua. Ani hare natua. I don't feel stuck. I feel rooted. I feel connected. There's a big difference between feeling stuck and connected. It depends upon your perspective. The author, seeing the tree, bemoans the fact that the tree is stuck in one place. But the tree doesn't experience itself that way. The tree experiences itself as being connected to the ground, as having deep roots, as having a way of nurturing itself and growing. But the author continues and says, don't you sometimes want to walk around and get friends to find out what's going on in other places? And the tree answers, I don't have to go anywhere. The birds come to me and they sing. Butterflies kiss me. The wind caresses me. And I can see the entire horizon before me. And at night, when everyone's asleep, the authoress asks the tree. At night, the birds don't come, the butterflies don't come, you can't see anything. So the tree answers, "Balaila ani ma'azin ladamama." At night, I listen to the silence, and I listen to how the earth breathes, how the fruits ripen, how the dew falls, and how little doves sleep in my branches, and I protect them in their sleep. The tree experiences itself as connected to life. In the day, so many creatures come to her. At night, she can listen quietly, and she can protect the creatures of the night. And the author concludes this beautiful little poem by writing, Ani ohev otzcho eitz, amarti. I said, tree, I love you. V'holachti el gani, and I went to my garden. V'notati li eitz mul chaloni, and I planted a tree opposite my window. The tree has much to teach us. And at this juncture, when we're facing this beginning of this new sequence, the sequence which the author of the Sefer Ohev Yisrael calls a new channel, beginning of a new semi-annual cycle, the cycle of Rachamim, the cycle which will culminate with the holiday of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the Exodus, and which will ultimately culminate with Shavuos, with Zman Matan Torosenu. It all begins on Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. The symbol is the tree. The inner experience is modeled by the experience of the tree itself. What a beautiful way of beginning this new year. And it is a new year, the Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos, even for a Brooklyn boy.